Do you understand, again, that you are the one that controls your emotions? Do you understand that? You're not a helpless little thing set adrift on the sea of your own emotions. You're going to bounce from around and go here and there, and you're a poor little person that can't know. You are in control of your emotions. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
I know I am, but it's still not her. I mean, those thoughts are still going to be there.
No. They'll be there.
I don't see how they could.
They'll be there as long as you do not see that they are the direct enemies of God. They're there as long as you feed the thoughts. As long as you nurture the thoughts. You understand that? You feed, what you neglect will die. I'm not just talking to you, I'm talking to everybody. Mm-hmm. If you feed them in your imagination, the thoughts will live. You understand? Now, you have been raised in a certain way to believe that certain ways of thinking and certain modes of behavior in and of themselves are right, good. Love is a good thing. For almost all of human history, love wasn't even considered. It wasn't even emotion. It's more like a mosquito bite. It was never a factor in life. Until we come into the last few hundred years, really the last few years, then the human race has been manipulated by this thing called love. And it's manipulated by, it's all it is self-love. It's in the Greek, it's the word steros. And the God of this world is manipulating a whole generation in all languages by this thing that they call love. And it's wonderful, and it's great, and we have nice little great works of art and literature and movies and television about love and songs. Do you understand that that's new in history? It's somebody manipulating you. You're being manipulated. It's not something to nurture and say is great and wonderful. It's a lie. It's not something that you can use to justify to sit alone in your room and cry righteously. It's a lie. Everything that you call love is in truth self-love. Steros. And you're being manipulated by it so that you will be of no value to God. And you nurture it, and you fantasize about it, and you feed it. And it's never worked. You gotta come to the damn conclusion. Not one of you have ever had any sustained pleasure from love, the thing that you call this love. Do you understand? You've always been deceived by it. It's always been your enemy. It always ended up hurting you. It's never been your friend. The word love in this culture has never once been your friend. And yet it's manipulating you daily. Who do you think's doing it? I get so bored with it. God gets so sick of it. Where's the zeal of God? It's nowhere unless it's in your private thoughts. And it can't be there if your thoughts are consumed with this idea of being in love or finding love. You gotta know by now. Think about what it's done to your anybody you know. Take your parents. It's made your parents' lives miserable. Take your various wives and lovers and husbands that you've had. It's made every one of them miserable. Take your present one. When you're sitting there consumed by this thing you think is love, you're miserable. What we are about is something far greater than that. I have called you friend. That's 10,000 billion more times greater than love. I get so bored with your bullshit. If I get bored with it, just think what God must be. Where are you in the idea of casting down imaginations in every high place that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ? You're nowhere. You're lost in the morass called love. Listening to great songs on the radio that only feed it. Looking at television that feeds it more. Looking at movies that feed it more. That feed the lie over and over and over. It's not your friend. Love is your enemy. The kind of love that God says, where God is love, is agape. It knows nothing of being able. Agape knows absolutely nothing about being made self-conscious or into self because of love. It can't be happen. It can't happen. What you're talking about isn't love, it's steros in the Greek. It's self-love. Do you understand? It's sin. It's not to be fed. It's not to be nurtured. It's to be confessed, taken to the cross.
Is it self-love because you want some feeling to make yourself
happy? No, it's self-love because it's self-love. It's self-love because it takes you inward. It's self-love because it puts your eyes in yourself. It's self-love because it manipulates you when you try to manipulate others to feed it. Do you understand? In history, it's very new. Do you know that?
Arranged marriages have nothing to do with love.
And neither does love. You're being deceived. You're being manipulated. And the sad part is God has given you the equipment to combat it. But you don't. You always take it internally and embrace it. Oh, it's like sugar. It's like, you know, it's about as good for your emotional health as pure sugar is. Cotton candy.
When you're talking, I really had this feeling of desiring what's the word, zeal, you know, and it's hard to hear words like that because it wipes away what seems neat or important, but I really long for that zeal. But then it also seems impossible to have the zeal, the single-minded zeal, where you don't really give breath to stuff.
You can't have it as long as you worship your own thoughts. You can't have it until you begin to understand that those thoughts are the high places that are enemies of God. That there's no such thing as a good thought. There's no such thing as a good feeling. It's all bullshit. And you have to cast down the imaginations and bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That means you have to say often, "Get thee behind me, Satan." I remember I said that 100,000 times a day.
Something weird that goes on in me, it's not weird, I'm sure. You know, I'll get the stuff going on in my brain and I'll say, "Get thee behind me, Satan." And then I go, and then something goes on, this thing clicks in my mind and goes, "That's just a mantra, there's no power in it, da da da." No, and it's like.
Well, change it then.
Okay.
Get the
fuck behind
me, Satan. Dirt. Go away.
No, I mean...
What is it, though? I mean, is it just a recognition of what's going on?
It's a recognition that you stop worshiping your thoughts.
Just a more subtle attack.
But when your mind is going to try every kind of trick, every subtlety, to keep you from the simplicity of Christ. And it's going to try it mainly on the basis of that. You're never going to be attacked on what you think is bad. I mean, that's crazy. That's what the religion believes. You're going to be attacked on the basis of what you think is good. And that's where you're going to be made useless to God.
I know that given its course, we could sit here and jaw about it all night. We'll just get into opinions and everything, but I just made me feel like that we were judging it less than studying that bug.
I'm judging it far less. 1,000 times less. Billion times less. If that bothers you, then we have a problem. In fact, I judge it less than anything. I judge it less than the chaff after the harvest has already been harvested. I judge it less than the dirt on the bottom of your feet. I mean, let's kill a baby in half here.
I guess I don't know what to say. I don't have me out.
What part of it freaked you out?
Just this being called out freaks me out.
Well, I'm still lost.
Well, Matt, what are you talking about? You said judging it to be less. What is it? The fact that we talked about it? Or what we were talking about?
I don't care about the subject.
It was just cut off. I felt
no,
that. It was just almost.
Yeah, it was cut off.
It was
but
cut.
Okay,
I was sick of it too. And something about it just affected me. I wasn't the subject, it was just the impatience, I guess.
You're not identifying it. You're trying to soften it up. What you are upset about is my impatience. Not some general impatience role. You're not upset about it being dismissed. You're upset about me dismissing it. Okay, that's the issue. Okay. Let's get down to where the battle lines are drawn.
Right.
Now, you're upset at me for something.
Yeah.
You used the issue of whatever that was as a smokescreen. What are you upset at me about?
I don't know. The impatience or something.
I'm going to get more impatient. It's going to get worse.
I know it is.
I'm going to have less tolerance. It's going to get worse. I'm not going to give one care's breath about what somebody thinks or what somebody feels.
Polly, I don't know why, but this is just, I know this is stupid, but I don't even know how to put it in words. Why? guess why your opinion is so important, or why you're someone judging, like him saying what he said.
I don't have any importance that you don't give me. I don't have any importance that hasn't been tested by, for some of these people, for 12, 13, 14 years.
Sometimes when he calls us on our bullshit, that's when it's like, ooh, yeah. God, why did I get into this? And that's when you get, I mean, that's when it stings. You start.
The reason it's strange is because the role, this office that is should be in every neighborhood, in everybody. It's a place that you can't get by with anything. It's a place where you can't, where somebody knows you so well they can see right through you.
You both want that, or you don't want that.
And so. The thing that happens is, it's a compelling, repelling kind of.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah. I mean, you gotta understand that we've been doing this for many, many years, and I mean, like Doug used to get so bad. Doug would bring Professor Doug in this one. They brought professors.
I never did that. Only
they brought professors from Southwest Theological Seminary or somewhere to try to, you know, prove me wrong. Or, I mean, it's so like every trick in the book has been done to try to, in effect, get us off the path. That's what the tricks are about. And they're not about me. They're about us as a body on a path. I mean, you got to come down. That's why I told Linda. You got to come to this conclusion. Why in the hell are you here? I mean, I don't give a shit whether any of you are here or not. You got to come to that. You got to feel that finally. I mean, if you don't like me, or if you got something against me, I mean, I'll try to, you know, be nice about it and stuff. But fundamentally, God doesn't care, and I don't care whether or not you're here. Nobody's trying to make you be here.
Yay.
I guess it's just, you know, if you don't give a shit, then we shouldn't give a shit.
That's right. You shouldn't give a shit unless you understand the fear of God. And if you can find any other place on the face of the earth to be than here, I wish you would go. Okay. And when somebody has all these little sort of unstated things, you know, well, I got to pick them. Yeah, about me especially, it just bores me to no end. Mm-hmm. I've got opinion about all these stuff. Who cares? I don't care what the fuck your opinion is.
One of the things that's really different about being here and really anywhere else is like, I think it's part of the general disintegration of things, is that nobody has an authority anymore. And you're an authority, and so it's weird. It's like, it's aberrant. When you talk about this body, it's like, you know, the thing that's almost a constant attack is, well, you know, are you just worshiping only? Are you a cult? And I just think, well.
Do you realize how many other places there are to be? I mean, this is such a small, inconsequential number of people in a little inconsequential place that has no authority, no nothing. By any logic, there's no reason for you to be here. You're even here, and you've got this alleged leader that really doesn't give a shit whether you're here or not. You've got 10,000 different philosophies and goals and things and opinions that you bring into the body of Christ. And an infinite number of feelings. Now, you can spend the rest of your life debating whether or not I should be different than I am. But it really isn't going to have any effect. I mean, the obvious thing to do if the way I am is so intolerable is leave.
So are you telling me to leave?
No, I'm telling everybody to leave. If you're not here because there is no place else on the face of the earth that you would rather be, then I would rather you not be here. And once that is settled, then spiritually what has to take place is you must fall into the ground and die. I want you all to begin something. That if, when you come here, if you have aught against your brother, or if you have aught against me, get in touch with your brother or get in touch with me before you get here into this room. I'm tired of Ann Landering it. Please don't wait till you come in here to take a shit. Go to the bathroom before you get here.